This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the other day we had Timothy Gay, author of Roryland, in studio. And one thing I remember he said about the Masters, which is the one major which Rory McIlroy hasn't won, is that he just can't blow up on day one.
Yeah.
What happened on day one, Bish Bucks?
Well, he started off great.
He was cruising through 14 holes.
Four under. You saw Scheffler. Rosie was balling. Rosie only had 22 putts in 18 holes. That's absurd. That's an absolute absurdity.
Yeah,
on that course.
At that place, yeah, that's crazy.
But, you know, Scheffler was right there at two, and McIlroy was at four. So they were in the top three or four for most of the day. And then 15 comes up. He hits the second shot over the green. It's a new green, so it's very firm and fast. He chipped it a little too far into the water. Double bogey. What's he do at 17? Three putt for a double bogey. So he blew up on the back four, and now he sits at one over, and in 18 of the last 19 Masters. All right, so basically a lock.
That's a trend.
The first round, the leader in the first, within the first round, the winner of the Masters is either four strokes or less back of the leader. Okay, did I explain that well?
Yeah.
All right, so you have to be within four strokes after the first round to win the Masters in basically the last 20. And he's way down, so it's he's eight back. So it's it was hard to watch, and he didn't even talk to the media.
Yeah,
after.
At least he handled it well and talked to the media afterwards.
No,
right?
He went right to the range.
Yeah,
he was pissed, but it was kind of hard to watch, and I was pulling for him.
So his water shot was a chip.
Yeah, he chipped it.
That's crazy.
I mean, look, it's all downhill, and he just chipped it too far, and it's fast. I mean, and he kind of knew it right after he hit it. And rolled down the hill. The entire gallery was trying to stop the ball, but that thing was gone. And to double bogey 17, it's kind of over. And that's exactly what we were talking about. He can't do that in the first round because you have to be within four strokes of the leader in the first round if you think you're going to win it.
Maybe it's just in his head now. He's like, I just can't win here.
Well, I'm sure that's what he's thinking about.
He's like, I can come close, but I just can't. I can't figure this place out.
You can't beat yourself, man. And that's what he does.
So is he five back of Scheffler? Because that would be my target. I would imagine Rose would come back. I heard this morning that Rose has led the Masters on five different days.
Rose set a Masters record. He's been the leader after the first round for the fifth time. That broke Jack Nicklaus's record, yes. But, of course, he hasn't won one.
No, Rose is seven, or Rory's seven back of Rose, not eight. And he's four back of Scotty.
Oh, I thought he was.
He's still striking distance, I would think.
I thought he was one over.
No, he was even.
Yeah, okay, I thought he was even.
All right, so he's seven back. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Seven back of Rose, four of Scheffler.
So seven back, but that's still, I mean, you're still, you got a long ways to go based on history.
He's the anti-Scheffler from what I see, in that Scheffler never bogeys, right?
He just doesn't beat himself. Yeah, I mean, he misses in the right spots, and that's what he did yesterday. Now, anything can happen, but you wouldn't expect Scheffler to kind of blow up like Rory does historically at the Masters. You know, that's just, man, he was playing so well through 14. It was really hard to watch.
So how are we doing with our pools? I know that Anna took Scheffler. I don't think anybody took Rose.
Nobody took Rose. Nobody drafted him.
No one took Rose. The let's see.
Trying to remember. I've forgotten who I took. Because I had the seventh pick.
JT and Oberg. Yeah. So you are.
Oh, Oberg. He's in the mix.
You are in the mix there.
Love that.
I JP, took DeChambeau.
You're
he's
in.
He's in the mix.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yep. He's three under.
I'm pretty much cooked because I've got Xander and Straka. Straka just pooped the bed. He's six over. Valdez has Zalatoris, who I think is one over.
Yeah.
And Rory, who's even. And then Drabby has Reed, who I believe is one under. And he's got Rahm, and Rahm's done. The LIV guys, I mean, Rahm didn't play well, but five LIV players are in the top 11. So the LIV guys played pretty well yesterday.
I think it's a little harsh to say like it's done for Rory, because Rose is kind of the outlier. Mm-hmm. I think the pack is four under, and he's kind of within four from there.
Yep.
That's and what I said. As long as you're in that striking distance of Scheffler.
Yeah, look, I'm just saying based on history, anything can happen. But you're right. The pack is at there's three guys at four under, and then
I think that's more of the pack than Rose's outlier seven under.
Okay. I'd probably push it and extend it to one under. I'd say anybody within at one under or better is going to win. I don't think anybody at even par is going to win.
Last year, Oberg shot opening round 73, finished second. Mm-hmm. 2022, Rory shot an opening round 73, finished second. So I don't think if you shoot one over or even, you're completely out of it.
You're not
a lot of golf left.
Of course.
Especially if you went late yesterday and you got to play early today. For whatever reason, late, besides Justin, they were having problems with the wind. The course was playing
hard.
Firm and fast.
I talked to Denny last night after his round. He said that course was a bitch.
You talked to him, right? Texted him? Okay.
Yeah, we texted. And he said it was hard because I was asking about Nick Dunlap. All right, Nick Dunlap is 21 years old. He's playing in the Masters because he won a tournament last year. All right. This is a professional golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And he won a tournament last year. That's why he's in the Masters. He shot a 90.
No. Of course, will humble you. It'll bring you to your knees.
And I said, I basically asked Denny, how does a professional golfer shoot a 90? You know, it's one thing if you have a bad round. Usually, mm-hmm. if golfers have a real bad rounds, especially if there's weather implications, you shoot 81 or 82. 90 is off the charts. That's the first time someone has shot 90 at the Masters since, who was it? Ben Crenshaw, I believe.
Poor guy.
But Ben Crenshaw was 63 when he shot 91. All right.
I mean, if I were him, I would just withdraw. I'm sure that he'll show up and he'll do his best, but I would just say, you know what, fellas, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
How did Denny explain it?
He just said the greens were so fast. They were firm and fast.
So a lot of three putts.
Especially in the afternoon. He said it was just a tough-ass course yesterday.
You couldn't keep the ball on the green on some of the holes, especially 15, where they replaced the green entirely this year. So mm-hmm. it's an entirely brand-new green.
Brand-new green.
Yeah. So it was basically like a trampoline trying to land it on there.
But I understand what you're saying, Matt. I'm just saying, based on history in 18 of the last 19, you got to be within four. But I would agree. You could probably extend that out to the one guys at one under. But I don't think anybody at even par is going to win.
I think a lot of the people are so down on it, by the way, or down on Rory, or by the way that it happened. I mean, he's in the middle of the fairway on 15 at four under par.
Correct.
And like, if he would have shot even par, and it was kind of a ho hum round where you had, you know, three bogeys, three birdies, I think a lot of people would say, okay, if he can get his S together tomorrow and kind of make a charge. Mm. But how dramatic the collapse was from losing four strokes from being in the middle of the fairway on 15 to 18, that has a lot of people.
They're like just saying that's typical Rory.
Right.
I mean, that's just what he does. But
Rory's we'll this is what I think happened on 15. 15 isn't a automatic birdie hole anymore.
No.
Because everyone used to think, because they moved the tee box back and the green, like I said, is completely replaced. So the green is firmer since it's completely replaced. So instead of bombing it down there, having seven iron in, you got to take a four iron or whatever. And it's going to be impossible to keep it on the green since it's so hard. And you got to realize when you're behind it, that the ball's just going to be like glass. Like Morikawa played it perfectly, where he bumped and run it all the way up to the fringe, and it didn't even make it to the green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to realize 15, unlike in the past, is a par hole. It's not an automatic birdie hole.
Right.
You can't just go into it and saying, I got to birdie this hole.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore.
It's not. You're right. It's very, like you said, it's a new green, so it's firm. And I don't know if he just didn't factor that in or if he just hit it a little too hard.
I think that thing just went.
It was gone.
He had a brain fart. He was just playing it like it was, 2015. And it's not the same hole as it is in, a year ago as it is this year.
Yeah. But I will say that if you look at the top, 10 guys after round one, most of those guys did birdie 15. So a lot of guys were taking advantage of it, but Rory clearly didn't. But even if he, so he doubles 15, all right, just battle back and just par in or maybe get one more birdie. Don't double 17. And that's what happened. So.
But what happened on 17? Just bad putting?
He airmailed his approach shot, and then it was a bad chip from the back of the green. And
so
then
he's not a good chipper, apparently.
The poor lag putt.
Yep.
What you're telling me is he's not a very good chipper.
His short game has always been his downfall, yeah. But he's been playing better. I think his short game has been better this year. But
he's playing great this year.
Yeah, this year.
He has two wins and like three top tens heading into the Masters.
So he was playing fine. Like short game was much better this year, but yesterday it kind of it showed, and it's going to be interesting to see how he bounces back up here in the head.
But Scottie Scheffler, who's the world's number one, just three shots off the lead, and he does what he does, right? He's just consistent.
Yes, that's why he's the best player in the world.
It's boring golf. He never misses in the wrong spot.
It didn't hurt that he dropped, a 62-foot putt early?
Yeah, that helps.
That'll help.
But he parred 15. He took his medicine, three-putted.
Yep.
And it didn't rattle him like it rattled Rory.
But it's going to be interesting to see, first of all, how Rosie plays. Rosie will play early today.
Now, he's won a major, right? You're telling me he hasn't won the Masters.
He just hadn't won.
What did he win, the Open?
U.S. Open.
At Marion.
U.S. Open.
But he, he set a record for the fifth time leading the Masters after the first round. In all of those other years, he had a blow-up hole or a blow-up round, either in the second or third round. So let's just see how he bounces back. He might be in Rosie's head, too.
Yeah.
Rose bogeyed 18. His last two drives on 17 and 18 were very wayward.
Correct.
So he likes to get out to the lead early.
Well, he's been close. He's been second in T2 at the Masters in 15 and 17. He's right on the precipice.
Yeah, he finished second to Sergio in 2017, and he played really well.
Sergio's outfit yesterday, by the way, the red and yellow was a little bit absurd.
He looked like an old Redskins.
I mean, he looked like Ronald McDonald was the comp online. I mean, it was a crazy look for Sergio.
Yeah. But let's see what happens today. The weather will be fine, and let's just see how Rory bounces back.
Denny McCarthy, good day.
Denny played
good
really
day
well.
For him.
Denny basically said, "Man, I balled."
He's in the mix.
Considering how tough the greens were.
Yeah.
But those LIV guys, man, they played pretty well.
I'm surprised he texted you back.
Sorry.
I'm surprised he texted you back.
we text all the time. Denny?
He's in the middle of the biggest tournament of the year.
I know, but it was
Jason Bishop.
It was after dinner. I mean, he was probably in the hotel or whatever house he was renting.
Remind me of your original connection. I know that you've...
His brother.
So his brother lives in Ashburn? What's the deal?
His brother Ryan and I are friends. He's he played golf at Loyola. I don't know, we're just friends, and we've played golf a couple times, and I played golf with Denny twice, I believe. But we just kind of keep in contact. Believe me, I don't bother him. It's not like I'm texting him 25 times.
I'm not saying you're badgering him. If I were Denny McCarthy and I got a text from a DJ after the first round, I'm probably going to answer that maybe over the weekend.
But they have a relationship.
But he doesn't look at me as just like a media member.
Yeah.
I mean,
like your boys.
Yeah, we talk.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't hang out physically, but we talk a lot. But it is what it is. I mean,
like a good dude. I mean, we've had him here in studio.
Denny's a great dude.
Super nice guy.
He's a great dude.
He's just nicer than I am.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
We work together every day. We've known each other for 100 years.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't text me back for like 3 or 4 days.
That's true.
That's one of his patterns.
It's kind of one of my bits. It makes me charismatic and endearing, or maybe just makes me rude. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just would say unreliable. Like if you have a question, yeah. You need like an immediate response.
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
I wouldn't go to you for that immediate response.
Again, it all depends on the urgency of the text. I mean, usually Jason's texts to me are gambling related, fantasy football related. Like, they're not the highest like urgency that I respond to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not life and death.
Well, I texted him about the Caps, the Islanders game that he was at.
Right.
And I basically said, how much money can you get for these tickets now?
That was exactly what he texted.
And I don't know. I can't remember what you said, how much you spent on the tickets.
I said I could probably get 10x what I spent on them. Yeah, like 10x. $1,000.
And I told him, I said, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would sell.
I said, I would not. Would.
And he said, I'm not selling.
I said, selling.
Yeah, I understand.
It's all about experiences.
But I just said, I can't believe that you nailed the game.
And got lucky.
It still blows me away.
I crunched the numbers. I am a mathematician at heart. Saw the potential game, that it was drivable, that it was an early puck drop, could go up and back the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to shoot my shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lucky.
Do you currently have items up on your Facebook marketplace?
Me personally? No. My wife.
Is it all on your wife's?
My wife does, yeah.
All the time. Like if I looked up her Facebook.
I don't do it. I mean, I'll sometimes give her items. But it's
that's what I'm saying. You love to sell. You want to sell cakes as tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of the Ovi breaking the record, there was a shot during the game last night where they went into the Ovi shop, now is what they're calling it, at Capital One Arena. I would just spend so much money. Like all the t-shirts, all the hoodies, all of the tchotchkes, all of about him breaking the record. I feel like I need to start buying some of them.
Did the NHL follow my suggestion?
What was that?
To change overtime to Ovi time all across the league.
I don't think they've done that yet, but I'm
to honor him.
Maybe they'll take it under consideration. Mm. All I know
that's why you'll always remember him.
If I didn't have
50 years from now, they're still calling it Ovi time.
Yeah. If I didn't have financial and fiscal discipline, I would go into that Ovi show.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shop and spend like $2,000.
Yeah.
Hoodie in every color. Every one or two of every t-shirt. I have to stay away from that spot. Just hope some freebies come our way.
Well, you got your Capitals lid on right now.
Yep. Correct.
Back in the winning column. So, what, 4 games to go for the Caps, right? Mm-hmm.
4 games left. Then it's
4 games to go for the Caps.
That's real.
I believe there's 2 games to go for the Washington Wizards. We're going to talk to their GM, Will Dawkins, today, coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get back into the Masters at 9 o'clock with Jason Sobel from PGA Tour Radio. He also is with CBS Sports HQ. And Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter, joins us at 9:45, all right here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.